tip today in association with Slattery's of Pecan, your main Peugeot dealer for over 50 years in the Premier County. Slattery'sGarage.ie.
Thanks, Pat. Now, as Pat told you there, tomorrow is the final of our Tipperary's greatest ever sporting moments, and you can still vote, so do get voting, and all you have to do is go on to tipfm.com and you'll be guided to the voting platform there.
Tipperary's greatest sporting moment with your local credit union.
The semi-final in the blue corner. Rachel Blackmore, 2021.
In just 3 short weeks, Killinall native Rachel Blackmore rewrote history books and shattered glass ceilings, first in Cheltenham and then in Aintree. On day one of the festival in the Cotswolds, she partnered the splendid mare Honeysuckle to win the champion hurdle, a first for a female jockey. By the end of the week, she would have landed more winners than all of the British could muster and was crowned leading jockey. Then, 3 weeks later, she rode Manila Times to victory in the greatest steeplechase of them all. And there are plenty more chapters to be written in the Blackmore story.
150 yards to go in the National. Manila Times for J.P. McManus, Henry de Bromhead, and more significantly, Rachel Blackmore. History in the National. Manila Times wins. In the gold corner.
Nikki English, 1987.
A sporting moment like no other. When Latin Cullen's Nicky English scored a wondrous goal against Cork in the drawn Munster final of 1987 without his hurley. Perhaps the best person to describe it is the man who played in the inch-perfect pass that enabled Nicky to score.
Yeah, Maradona would be proud of that goal that Nicky English scored in Simple Stadium and the sight of Theo English jumping and leaping in the air. The following Tuesday night, nobody in sight, Nicky tried it 7-8 times. And couldn't kick the ball 2 yards. I came to the conclusion it was a fluke goal, but it was a goal that won a Munster final. One of the best.
It's time to choose Tipperary's greatest sporting moment.
Log on to tipfm.com and cast your vote.
Tipperary's greatest sporting moment with your local credit union.
Now, you must decide.
You must decide, tipfm.com, and go on there if you want to vote. And of course, thousands of people are getting involved in this. And as Pat said, tomorrow is the final. We're all looking forward to that. Just reminded during that piece there that I want to congratulate the Nallan family on their appearance on Nationwide last night. Just a wonderful piece, absolutely terrific, and a great insight into what the Nallan family, particularly what John does outside of being a hotelier, and fantastic stuff altogether. So well done to everybody involved, and well done to Nationwide on that too. Now, glad to be joined by Muriel Cuddy from Health and Wellness International for our weekly health slot. Muriel, good morning to you.
Good morning, Fran, and I want to reiterate what you said about John and Elizabeth and the guys over in Manila. It's just fantastic to have somebody local like that. But, you know, I just think it's great, and that piece last night was super.
It was just fantastic altogether. Great insight into the whole business of choosing horses and picking horses and all of that, and the family were very inspiring as well. You're going to talk to us today, Muriel, about toxic symptoms in the body and how we can recognise them.
Yeah, you know, and this is, I suppose, again, we talk about this all different areas of this all the time. And, you know, we've had a couple of different things this week in relation to people that have unexplained headaches. And one in particular came to mind as in, you know, the person that was very fit, a lot of running, a lot of training, eats very well, early 40s, couldn't understand how he was getting up every morning with headaches. They'd last for a couple of hours and then they disappeared, you know, and we had to get to the root of it for him. And it was literally a toxic overload in the body. And I suppose that got me thinking about the whole side of toxicity and where it's coming from. And, you know, we see it a lot lately because you're talking about everything, you know, it's in everything from the water, food, air we breathe. It's everywhere. And there was a study that came to mind, and I remember reading about it years ago, and I pulled it out there this morning. And it was Dr. David Bellinger. He's the National Institute of Health in the USA. And he estimated across the USA, children lost a combined total of 16.9 million IQ points just from cognitive damage from everyday pesticide exposure.
Wow.
And that, yeah, isn't that scary? And like, you could go in detail into this now. It's like there's so much involved in the plan, but it is really scary, as in the things that they're using, say, on our crops. And I've spoken about this before in relation to the immune system, etc. You know, glycophosphate, which is like a form of Roundup, and it can present itself in so many different ways. Like sometimes we say it's from nutrition intolerance issues, and we've spoken about that. But other things like your skin problems, you know, rashes and acne, bad breath, food or scent intolerances and allergies, constipation, digestive issues. There's so, like, unexplained headaches like this guy had, general aches and pains, so many different things, and it can come from that build-up of toxicity.
And how are we ingesting this? Is it through the food that we're eating? Is it that simple?
It's every way. It's literally. So our liver, our kidneys and our lymph system, they remove harmful compounds. That's what they're there to do. But our bodies, we haven't evolved to deal with the growing number of toxins that we're interacting with unknowingly. And that's how our systems are becoming overloaded and overwhelmed. But there's so many different things out there now, like pesticides, like our food, like electronics. So like something as simple as electronics. The lights emitted from electronics prevent the production of the hormone melatonin. So our melatonin deficiency leads to difficulty with detoxification and a compromised immune system. So there's so many different areas.
And that's from our screens and our devices. Yes, is that what you mean, Muriel?
Yes, it's the blue light. It's the blue light, yeah. So it goes back to what I talk about all the time in relation to what can we do to actually make ourselves feel better. So if there are areas in our body that we don't feel well, how do we find out what's wrong and how do we fix it? So your overall, an overview of your lifestyle habits, that's the number one, and that's what we always do in the very initial. But if you can't get to the bottom of it, then you do things like blood tests and urine tests. And you know, the body's fantastic fan at cleansing itself. So once you do make lifestyle changes, once you know, well then, within a month to 6 weeks, you can feel like a new person.
Yes.
And like I said to you before, we're getting things like, we do the blood tests on liver and we do it like on the kidneys and all the different things. And we're seeing elevated like bilirubin and total protein and all the different areas that we can see people's systems are inflamed and that toxicity is there.
Even in fit people,
wow. Yeah. This guy was very fit, couldn't understand. There was a few health markers that were up. But when we actually started chatting to him and asking about his lifestyle and asking him about different things in relation to his health himself, it was the unexplained headaches that he couldn't work out where they were coming from. And he said he had tried to do things right even before going to bed, as in eat earlier, reduce his caffeine, make sure he was drinking water, all of that kind of thing. He even changed his run time from the evening time to lunchtime and that, but still had the unexplained headaches and that, you know. And when we got into it, it was just his body was really toxic. It was really overloaded. And we had to work with him on a complete cleanse.
Right.
And that was a cleanse on everything. You know,
and in his case then, Muriel, where was his toxicity coming from?
So the electronics was a massive thing in his world. That was one of the things.
Right.
Worked behind a laptop and was doing 12-hour days.
Okay.
The run was his release, but that was the first thing. So he didn't have melatonin. He didn't have any of that at all in his world. The other thing was he had a fairly high protein diet. So he loved dairy, he loved his eggs, he loved his red meat. That you know, he didn't have a lot of processed food. He had no alcohol, very little caffeine, but definitely the dairy, the eggs, all of that. We've reduced everything on that side, and we've introduced him to the organic side, red lentils, beans, and I've told him to get to soak his grains overnight and that, so that helps the digestive system. But we're only a week in with him, and he said already he feels better. You know, headaches in the morning time are gone, and he can actually feel. He can feel his energy levels, etc., you know, coming back to where they would have been before.
Isn't it incredible? So in terms of people looking out for symptoms then, so headaches certainly one. What else, Muriel?
So everything I speak about in relation to the immune system, because everything is interconnected, and most especially in our younger kids, because I said there about the IQ, like, and that really frightened me, like, that's the pesticides in. It could be sprayed in our crops, it could be in our water, which is in our fish, it could be in our animals, you know, so you have to be so careful about where you actually source your foods, first of all. Now the weather is fantastic, so definitely children need to be outside. They need to get the vitamin D, you know, get that melatonin going, all of that, and get off the gadgets. So that's a big thing. But with kids, look out for things like, if your child has bad breath and you have to tell them to brush your teeth and they're coming back to you again and the breath isn't changing, that's a big one. Weight fluctuations. So even though you know yourself, you're eating fairly well, your weight is up and down. That 1 week you've 6 pounds on, the next week, you know, you're down four.
Yeah.
That doesn't happen in the normal scale of things. Skin problems, as in rashes, and even acne in our teenagers. you know, where is it coming from? Most things come from within. So is it something we're putting into our body, or is it coming from the outside? So scent, you know, soaps, shower gels, anything at all, moisturisers that we're putting on the body, what's in them? Is there sulfate in them? You know, fabric softeners. I know in my house, one of my kids, there's only one particular fabric softener I can use. If I use anything else, there's a rash straight away around her neck and down under her arms. And we had to narrow it down, and we actually eventually narrowed it down to every fabric softener bar one. And then other things like unpurified water. Do you know even one of the big ones around toothpaste, depending on the what's actually in your toothpaste, can cause major problems. And then, like I said, pains and aches, continuous colds, you know, getting every infection under the sun, if unexplained diarrhea, things like that, you know. And then I suppose a big one is low energy, if you're fatigued. Yeah. There's definitely a buildup of toxins somewhere. There's something not working quite right in your world if you just you don't feel well.
You often drum it into me that water, 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 water. And I guess that is that the big thing in terms of flushing out toxins?
Water is brilliant, and warm water, not cold water.
Right.
So I've said it before, the body copes better with things at around that whatever room temperature, not cold, cold. It just puts it into a different, you know, like a shock, to be honest.
Right.
And then other things that support the liver and kidneys and the digestive system, and they're very easily, you know, added into your diet. Dandelion, parsley, turmeric, wheatgrass, milk thistle every single day, you know, things like this. Our bodies are made to cleanse themselves, and these are all very natural things that just help speed up that, you know, healing process.
Interesting indeed. If people want to find out more about this, do you have stuff on your website about this, Muriel?
We do. And even to contact us, and we can send them out, you know, different, you know, specific information on whatever they feel is actually affecting them. That's not a problem.
Very good. So how can people contact you, Muriel?
Sorry, I was just going to say before I go, you know, the way the world is opening up at the minute, there was just two things that I wanted to talk about there. One that we're actually finding is, and people be very aware, some people are still very much afraid of meeting people. And that whole hugging and everything, we're getting this lately in the lifestyle side of things.
Yes.
The whole hugging of things, they're terrified that people are going to encroach in their space. So I think it's for people, can people be aware that everybody isn't back in the space of socialising and, you know, standing beside each other and having all the conversations, you know, on the sideline and all that kind of thing. Just to be aware that, you know, you're either one or the other, but, you know, don't crouch in people, and they're afraid and all that kind of thing. We're not going to go back all of a shot to where we were 12 months
ago. And is that already sneaking in, that people are becoming more tactile? Is that the word?
Yeah. Some people are very happy and very comfortable and will come straight up to people and chat to them and all the bits. And people are finding, if you're not that kind of a person, very anxious, getting very stressed over it, and kind of thinking, I don't want to go back outside again because who's actually going to encroach in my space and that. So we're finding it on the sidelines. We're finding it, even in supermarkets as things open up, that people are getting anxious.
All right. So respect people's space, as you say, there is the message.
That's it. And the other thing then, the last thing that I just wanted to say was, as things are opening up, people are asking us about the rapid screening, you know, the way we're doing it in the clinic.
The antigen one.
Yeah, that's there, and there's not a problem if people want to do it before work. They can do it at any time at all in the morning before work. If businesses want us to look after it, to do it as people are coming in two or three times a week, we can do that until they feel safe and they feel that, you know, the vaccination has actually been rolled out enough that everybody is going to be well and healthy. So we can do that, or we can train up people in house to do it. So just to be aware, that's there.
And how can people make contact with you then, Muriel?
Yeah. So it's 087-952-5947. Or our website is www.healthandwellnessinternational.com.
All right, and we'll have all of those addresses and numbers here as well. Muriel, always good to talk to you. Thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you.
Bye-bye to you now. Muriel Cuddy there of Health and Wellness International, based in Clonmel. Now, Austin was on to say, Fran, the London chap, that would be Dave, who spoke to me earlier on, is wrong. Plenty of Irish have gotten council flats and houses in the UK. Plenty? He is talking nonsense. There are plenty of examples of councils in the UK merging houses to provide accommodation of big Irish families at UK taxpayers' expense. Just because the London chap, that would be Dave, was treated bad, there's no need to treat others poorly. I'm an immigrant of the 90s and I was lucky to get an IT job and earn a living. But my UK taxes pay for fellow immigrants who are less fortunate. Being an immigrant is not easy, Fran. Loneliness drove many Irish in the 70s and 80s to excess drink, sadly. Can you imagine how much worse it is for people who don't speak the language? A complete nightmare, says Austin. And Austin comes in on a 044 number, so I presume he's outside of the country as well. Hi, Fran. I live in Tipperary and I've applied for numerous amounts of jobs. I got one interview, so I don't know what that woman is talking about. That's making reference to Emma, I guess. Interesting one before I go to the break. Fran, my husband is from Dublin. He moved to Tipperary with me over 10 years ago. And we find it impossible to get a local job. He's not a local man. He has a different accent for a start, and he's not Johnny down the road that everybody knows. So it's not just non-Irish that are being treated differently. The Irish, especially in small towns and communities, are small-minded people who hire those who are known to them, not going by their relevant experience. That's an anonymous WhatsApp into us on 083 311 3311. Just another mention, because I was in Tipperary town last night and I met William Canaan, and I'm sure most of you know William. He is the proprietor of McMahon Shoe Shop chain. But he was telling me about some good news for Tipperary town, and he's always anxious to have some good news for the town. So we'll be talking about that on the show tomorrow.
Tip FM's Tip Today with Fran Curry. In association with Slattery's of Pecan, Tipperary's main Peugeot dealer. Slattery's Garage Pecan, the name you can trust for over 50 years in the Premier County. Slattery'sGarage.ie.